believe the Lord was speaking to me this morning about Europe. And so I want to just pull together, I've written down some things, but it's just easier to just say it all. The very first thing I heard the Lord say was, all is not what it seems. So I just sat before him with that and held that. And then I believe he was referring to Europe and its relationship to Israel. That there is a power, and we know this, in the natural, but it is fueled by the spirit, the anti-Semitic spirit, this anti-Zion spirit, this hatred of Jews. And its purpose is, the purpose of this spirit and this power is to destroy Israel, as we know. But then Holy Spirit said, watch and see what unfolds. And beware of those who say they are allies, but they are not. And then he led me to the book of Ruth, which, as we know, is a picture, Naomi being a picture of Israel, and Ruth being a picture of the friend of Israel, the friends of Israel. But there's many characters in the story. Boaz, as we know, is a type of Jesus. But there's also the other daughter-in-law of Naomi, and her name was Orpah. And Orpah, her name means the neck or to droop, but it also, the masculine version of that name means to be stiff-necked. And I think it's interesting that Orpah kissed Naomi, but she left her. Ruth kissed Naomi and she stayed. And I think that is a picture of nations in the days and months and weeks ahead, that there will be those who kiss Israel but leave her. So they believe in perhaps the outward gestures, but their hearts are not for Israel. Now, I also found something very interesting about the name Ruth. I thought the name Ruth meant friend, but it actually means friendship. And as we know, friend, the word friend in Hebrew has, it's not like our English word friend, like, you know, you're going to friend me on Facebook or we're BFFs, we're best friends forever. No, it's a much more costly word. This word friend means someone you have cut covenant with, someone who you have, your blood has mingled with theirs, and it is forever. It is an unbreakable agreement. And the deep exchange of persons, of personalities, of natures. So the name Ruth, and actually in Hebrew, it's Rut. The letters in the name, this is going to blow you away. I mean, it blew me away anyway, are Resh Tav. Now there's another mark in the middle, but it's really just a grammatical mark. But the Hebrew word Resh means the chief, the highest, the head. And the name Tav is to mark. We actually, in letters throughout history, when you see the development of letters and they go from the ancient Sumerian and then the Hebrew and then into the Phoenician and finally into the Greek and Roman, this word Tav is actually a cross. This is where we get our modern letter T, is from this letter Tav. And Jesus said he is the Alpha and the Omega. And in Hebrew, he would be the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the end. But it also means a mark. So if you put Resh and Tav together, and I hope I'm not bouncing around too much with this, if you put the letters of Ruth's name, Resh and Tav, if you put them together, it means the chief mark. And what is the chief mark? The chief mark is the sign of a covenant. It is the, very often they would have where two people had entered into covenant, they would have a slit mark on their wrist, and both of them would have shaken hands, but their wrists would have joined so that the blood from one person would flow into the other person. And that's the origins of our handshake, actually, but they would grab each other's forearms so that their wrists touched, and the cuts on each wrist would cause an intermingling of blood. And when that handshake was finished, they would then rub ash into that scar. And when that healed, it would never heal without it being a very dark, obvious mark. And so this was a foreshadowing of the marks, the wounds on Jesus' hands. These are marks of the covenant. In Isaiah, it says, I have carved you on the palm of my hand. That's what this is. This is a covenant mark, the mark, the sign of the covenant. That's what Ruth is. She is a sign of the covenant. Now listen to this. Oh my goodness. Ezekiel 9:4 says, and put a mark on the foreheads of the men who sigh and cry over all the abominations that are done within it. And then in Ezekiel 9:6, it says, utterly slay old and young, but do not come near anyone on whom is the mark. And haven't we heard so many, for so many years with Rick, when people talk about the mark of the beast, he said, what about the mark of the lamb? Okay, so I know I've gone down a rabbit trail with all of that, but we'll get back to Ruth. Ruth stayed with Naomi. That is a covenant relationship. And I felt like, in addition, the Lord was saying that there would be those who stay with Israel and those who leave. And I had a song that I wrote decades ago that I want to share with you. And I, as the Holy Spirit leads you, intercede for your nation, that it will be a Ruth and not an Orpah. That your nation, and then there's the famous quote, it's actually given a name in Latin, Quo Vadis, the quote where Ruth says, do not ask me to leave, she says to Naomi, or turn back the other way, for where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people. Your God, I will worship with you. And when you die, I will be buried beside you. You see that unity, the unity of hearts. That's what friendship, covenant friendship, the mark of the covenant, that's what this picture is. And so here's the song.
Your God. So I know this is long, but I just want to encourage all of us that if the Lord has put this kind of intercession, this intercession for our nation to be a friend of Israel, that you will, that you'll hear this call and pray. And I love you. I love each of you. And thank you for your beautiful friendship and this beautiful time we had this past week. Love you. Bye.